I have been personally involved in work in the Holy Land since the 1980s. While the Soviet Union was collapsing, our organization ran evangelistic tours to Russian and Ukrainian cities. While there, I also worked with groups helping Jews to move from the Soviet Union to Israel. Many times in the 1980s, I traveled to Moscow and other Soviet cities, setting up evangelistic meetings, and then traveled directly to Israel. During those years, there was no infiltrata, and I could freely lead Christians in any area of the Holy Land, even through Arab areas. Before the current violence began in the 1990s, I had many Palestinian Christian friends, including the owners of hotels and other thriving businesses. These families had lived in the Holy Land for so many generations that their heritage could be traced sometimes back to the time of Christ. At that time, they did not call themselves Palestinians. They were simply Christians who lived in the Holy Land. Most of them are gone, having been forced out after the Bill Clinton brokered agreement called the Oslo Accords that handed over Bethlehem and other traditional Christian areas to Yasser Arafat. Christian hotels I stayed in at one time have been burned out, and the tour shop once owned by Christian families for generations have been taken over by Muslims. The bloody and violent infiltrata was the direct result of Israel being pressured into accepting those Oslo Accords in 1993. The Holy Land has changed since then. Consequently, the mission has changed. I have not escorted a tour group of pilgrims to the Holy Land in more than a decade. Rather than work with Christian businessmen in the Holy Land, I have found myself working to bring basic aid to Christian families who have been displaced. Many Christian families in Palestinian-controlled areas, the Palestinian Authority-controlled areas, no longer have a source of income, since many of the men are under death warrants for speaking out, talking about their faith. This is how the Religious Freedom Coalition began selling the handmade olive oil soap in the United States. It was the one thing the families, the Christian families, could make without many tools or heavy investment to sell and make money for their livelihood. We have sold thousands of those handmade bars of soap in the United States, enabling us to send tens of thousands of dollars to these Christian families. Now, Palestinians who were born Christians and have the word Christian on their birth certificate are not nearly as persecuted as those who have been converted. In some Palestinian villages, Christians are still a majority, although they have been migrating to other nations and the Christian base is shrinking. I've tried hard to support Christian communities, in particular Christian schools in the West Bank or Samaria, in hopes of enabling as many Christians as possible to continue to live in the birthplace of Christ. During April, I will inspect the Christian schools and other projects of the Religious Freedom Coalition, all that we have given financial aid to, and look for others. While there, I will also review conditions and report back not only to you, but to congressmen and senators who have an interest. Thank you for your continued support of the Religious Freedom Coalition, and God richly bless you.